again to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this time that we have together. We thank you for your presence, Lord. And now, Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear your word and a heart to receive your word. In other words, Father, I pray that they will have a receiving heart and not reject your word, but receive your word. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing and call upon me to minister your word. And Father, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. All right. All right. Last week, we taught you some things from Romans, the 10th chapter, and we want to sort of step off from where we left off for the most part. And we were talking about our faith, having strong faith. Now, on Wednesday nights for quite a while now, we've been ministering on getting close to God and staying close to God. Well, I've been talking about that a long time. But we also understand that if we're going to stay close to God, then we are going to have to be people of faith. We're going to have to be people of faith. As a matter of fact, go ahead and hold your place there, Romans chapter 10, and just hold your place there. And go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And please receive this word. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be close to God. I want to walk close to Him. I want to walk in intimate fellowship with Him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. You know, if you've received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, you're born again. Amen. You're a child of God. You're born again. Amen. But that doesn't mean, though, that necessarily that you're in close fellowship with Him. Amen. And you know, you can certainly compare spiritual things to natural things. You can be naturally married and have a marriage license to prove it, showing that your union is a legal union. Amen. So you are married to your spouse, but just because you married to them does not mean that you are in fellowship with one another. Some husbands and wives give each other the silent treatment. Sometimes it lasts a long time. Amen. One asks the other, "What's wrong with you?" "Nothing." "Why aren't you talking?" "I'm all right." Now, when it get like that, there's something wrong with the fellowship, isn't it? Huh? But you're still married. So the same thing can happen over on the spiritual side. We still saved, we still washed in the blood, but we can be out of fellowship with God. God wants people that he can communicate with and fellowship with every day. I said every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so if we're going to have that fellowship with God, then we are going to have to be people of faith, because we do not physically see God, do we? We don't physically see him. We don't see him with our physical eyes. But we know him in our hearts. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Amen. But now we're going to have to walk by faith. Now, I had you to go to Hebrews chapter 11. And this is proof that we are going to have to walk by faith. We're going to have to live by faith every day. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith." But without faith, it is what? Whoa. Now, that word is impossible. That word impossible is so, that's a strong word. That's a strong word. But it's the truth. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. In other words, you must believe that he exists. In other words, you must exercise your faith. Hallelujah. And I thank God for feelings. And in the denomination that I grew up in, feelings were very important. But we all know that feelings can be deceptive. They can be deceiving. Hebrews 11:6 does not say, but without feelings, it's impossible to please him. And I won't go into all of it tonight, other than to say this one thing. As a young person, I thought that when you got saved, you had to always feel something. The earth would shake, or something physical would happen to let you know that you are truly born again. But you see, I wasn't taught. I wasn't New Testament taught, because everything was based pretty much on feelings. Some of y'all nodding your head, you know what I'm talking about. Everything, for the most part, was based on feelings. Matter of fact, I would hear the adults say sometime after the ministry would finish preaching, they would say, "Well, he didn't do much, because I didn't feel nothing." In the early days of my ministry, I'd go and be invited somewhere to preach, and afterwards, folks would come up sometime and say, "Well, we enjoyed that little teaching." What they was actually telling me, "You're all right, but you didn't do much. I didn't feel nothing." But the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must what?
Believe.
Must what?
Believe.
Say it again.
Believe.
Must believe that he is. And they must believe, and I'm adding the word believe there. They must believe, and that's what's inferred, okay? They must believe that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Well, how do I diligently seek God? Well, it begins by finding out what his word says, getting to know him better. Hallelujah. We seek him when we feast on his word. We seek him when we spend time in prayer. We seek him when we just take time to just fellowship with him and bless his name and praise his name. All of that is part of seeking God. In other words, we are acknowledging that there's nothing else out here that I want to seek or that is worth seeking but God. Amen. Like Psalms 23:1 says, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, or I shall not lack. God is my source for everything I need in life. God is my source. If you need a job, talk to God first. Well, let me say that again. If you need a job, talk to God first. If you need more finances, talk to God first. But do you know what many of us do first? We don't even consult God. Sometimes we'll go find the car title or the truck title and take it down to the title loan place to get some money, maybe to pay a bill or whatever, when we should have consulted God first. Because he promised us that he would lead us and he would guide us, didn't he? I said, didn't he? Our steps are to be ordered by him. Listen. I love divine appointments. I love appointments that God has set up. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, if we'll trust him, God will set up some appointments for you. Glory to God. Now, I stand before you, and I am not anti-doctor, okay? I'm not against doctors. I think doctors are great people. I do. Amen. But if you're dealing with something in your body, the first one you should go to, you hear me? I say the first one you should go to is God. And even if you have to go to a doctor, you know what? God might have one he wants to direct you to. Make a decision that in every situation or circumstance in my life, I'm going to talk to God about it first. Amen. I'm going to talk to God about it, and then I'm going to see what His Word has to say about it. Amen. See, I want you to understand something. Now, don't understand something. Don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, because it's too important. God did not give us this book just so we could shout all the time. Yes, He is the lily of the valley. Yes, He is the brightest morning star. But you know what? This book, and shouting is good. Don't get me wrong. Praise God. Shouting, running, glory to God. Amen. Rejoicing. You hear me? But we have this book to guide us, to lead. After you've left the sanctuary, after the shouting is over, you still need something. You still need the Word of God on the inside of you, coming out of you. Because I promise you, you are going to meet the devil somewhere, in somebody, and you're going to be challenged. You got to have something on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Jesus is our example. When Satan challenged Him after He came out of the wilderness from fasting 40 days, 40 nights, He was challenged. Now, Jesus didn't tell the devil, wait right there, Mr. Devil, let me step over here and shout a little bit. No. Jesus Christ put the Word of God on Him. You hear me? He put the Word of God on Him. Why? Because He had something on the inside of Him. He put the Word of God on Him. And listen, after you put the Word of God on Him, go ahead and shout. Go ahead and run. Go ahead and yell. Whatever it is you want to do. But you got to have the Word of God. Do you know, had not Jesus Christ had the Word of God on the inside of Him, and He quoted the Word of God in the Old Testament, because didn't have the New Testament at that time. He quoted the Word of God to the devil. He used the Word of God against the devil. And guess what? The devil had to flee. The Bible tells us to resist the devil and he will flee from us too, right? Well, how are you going to resist him? With the Word of God. Mr. Devil, I just want to tell you that greater is He that's in me than you are. Hallelujah. And you can go on and on and on. He can't handle that. Because that's the Word of God. That's the everlasting, eternal Word of God. He can't stand up to that. But what trips people up too many times is they use the Word of God against the devil and he's flee for a while and then he come back. Well, let this help you. The Bible says that He also left Jesus for a season. But He came back to try something else. But guess what? Every time, Jesus was ready for Him. Amen. He was ready for Him every time. And we can be too. Amen. But we got to be people of faith. Let me read it to you one more time and then we'll move on. My goodness, what happened to the time? Glory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Now, I feel prompted to do this. I want you to say, and those of you that's watching the live stream, you can join in on this too. I want you to make this real personal, all right? And I want you to say it out loud. You can just repeat it after me. Say, without faith, it's impossible for me to please God.
Without faith, it's impossible for me to please God.
For when I come to him,
I must believe that he is.
And that he is a rewarder when I seek him, when I diligently seek him. Hallelujah. See, we live in the natural world, but God's given us authority in the spiritual world. Hallelujah. But it's our faith. Now, quickly, let's go back to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Now, in Romans chapter 10, I won't read all that I read last week, but drop down once again to verse 17. Romans 10, 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, right? That's how it comes. That's how it comes. Hearing what? The word of God. The word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I was talking earlier about how I grew up, feelings were very important. And not only was feelings important, listen to me now, don't misunderstand me. Not only were feelings important, but works was important. Works was important. Now, works are important. As a matter of fact, works are very important in its proper place. But for so long, I thought that the only way that I could be right with God, the only way that I could get to heaven is I had to work my way there. Amen. Matter of fact, there's a song that they used to sing, and nothing wrong with the song, but it, you know, I misunderstood it, but for a while. But it says, you know, the song says, may the works I've done speak for me. Well, praise God, our good works should speak for us, amen? And they're godly men and women that's gone on, they're already with the Lord, and we're still talking about how God used them. We're still talking about their works. And many of us, their ministries or what they said or their prayers for us changed our lives. Amen. But here's the important thing. Their works, though, is not what got them to heaven. Their works didn't get them there. Now, the word of God says that God will reward us for our works and our faithfulness. So works are important. Say, works are important. But it's by your faith that you are made right with God. It's by your faith. We must believe on him. Well, I said I wasn't going to read it, but let me go ahead and read this anyway. Hallelujah. I read it last week, so I'll go through it rather quick. But verse 8, this is still Romans chapter 10, it says, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So what should we be preaching? Amen. We should be preaching the same thing the Apostle Paul preached. Don't y'all agree with that? Amen. Let me say that again. We should be preaching the same thing the Apostle Paul preached. Amen. And he said they preached the word of faith. That, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's faith in action. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about that a moment. God says, if you believe on me, in other words, if you walk by faith, if you walk by faith, you will not be put to shame. That is, and it says that in several places in Scripture, where we will not be put to shame or will not make haste or whatever. These are scriptures that I stood on in the early days of my ministry, the ministry that God gave me, because here's what I never wanted to do. I never wanted to get out here and make a fool out of myself, embarrass myself, make God look bad in the eyes of the world, because I'd seen too many other people do it. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever forget this. Don't ever forget this. Anybody in here like making mistakes? No, we don't like making mistakes. We don't like making mistakes. But here's what you can do. Of course, seeking God and staying in his word. Learn, you got me? Learn from the mistakes other people make. And I tried to learn in ministry from mistakes that other people made so that I don't repeat the same mistake. Because God had promised me that if I walk by faith, which means if I walk by faith, I'm also walking by the Spirit. I'm being led by him. He says, I'll never be put to shame. But you know he's talking to you too. God does not get any pleasure out of you being embarrassed. So I have never been a person that jump out and just do just in and everything, or maybe do what I see somebody else doing. I got to know God is telling me to do what I do. Amen. Now, here's the good thing about it, though. If you blow it, God will pick you back up. If you fall, he'll pick you back up, won't he? Oh, isn't that good to know? Amen. But I would prefer not to fall. I would prefer not to fall. Have I made mistakes? Yes, all of us have. Have we made bad decisions? You better believe it. I could tell you some stories. Things I've done by presumption and not by faith. Am I the only one? But God has promised that if we'll walk by faith, if we'll follow him, and not get over into presumption just because he's doing this with somebody else that he's going to do the same thing with you. You don't want to do that. You want to follow him. He promised us that we would never be put to shame. And that also applies to our salvation as well. Hallelujah. When we depart this world, we're not going to meet St. Peter at the door and he says, "What are you doing here? That was just a joke." No. No. We will never be put to shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Man, I'm running out of time, y'all. Ooh, glory to God. So what we do then, and James chapter 2, verse 18 says the same. We won't turn over there. But what we do is we work because we're saved, not to get saved. Are you listening? I work for God because I'm born again, not trying to work my way to heaven. Amen. I work hard because I'm grateful for all that he's done for me in saving me and setting me free. Is anybody else in here grateful this evening? Oh, glory to God. Man, I tell you what, sometimes I just sit back and just meditate on the goodness of the Lord. Y'all hear me? Oh, I hope you do the same thing. Sometimes just sit back and just not saying anything, but just meditating and thinking on the goodness of the Lord. Anytime, listen to me, anytime that you are tempted to complain and to gripe, stop and think about where you could be. Too many times we focus on where we want to be and we hadn't arrived yet, and we forget to thank God for where we are. Because believe me, brother, and believe me, sister, it can be worse. I mean, I've seen times in my life where I didn't think, it didn't feel like or didn't look like things would ever change. But guess what? They did. They did. And I'm sure you have that testimony too. They did. They changed. That's the reason we don't ever quit and we don't ever give up. And I'm about out of time, but let me end this way. Whatever you do, wherever you are, you may be in the deepest valley right now. If you may be in the deepest valley, but you keep the word of God coming out of your mouth. Keep the word of God coming out of your mouth. You hear me? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. You got to know God's with you in the valley. See, that's the reason we got to continually grow our faith and strengthen our faith, that if we are in a valley situation, we know I'm coming out of this thing because God is right here with me. He is my shepherd that leads the sheep, and he's going to walk me right out of this thing. He's going to walk me right out of it. You hear me? He's going to walk me right out of it. I'm in the valley right now. I don't know how to get out, but the shepherd is right here with me. David understood that. David understood that. And that's the reason he would say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And let me tell you something. He'll feed you while you're in the valley. There's manna for the wilderness. If you happen to be in the wilderness, on your way to the promised land. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. No wonder David would say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Because sometimes when you're in the valley, it's easy to forget the benefits that are rightfully yours in Christ Jesus. And you give up and you quit. And your faith becomes shipwrecked because you gave up. But he's already said, I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. Well, that's a good place to give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Guys upstairs, I want you to put Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll wind up with this one. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. On the Amplified, I'm sorry, Amplified Bible, Hebrews 13, 5. All right, listen. This is the Amplified Bible. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money. Amen. Amen. It's not a sin to have money. It's a sin to love it. Amen. Amen. Including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possession. See, everything's got to be in its rightful place. God's got to be first. And be satisfied with your present circumstances, even if those circumstances right now is in the valley. Be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said. Now see, this is already established. It's already eternal. It's already been spoken. It will never change. I will not in any way fail you. Let me say that again. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. Come on, say that with me. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Woo! Wherever I am, God is. Glory be to God. Now, one more verse, Amplified, verse 6. Verse 6, Amplified. So we take comfort, right? Yeah. and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say what? The Lord is my helper. Now stop right there. Stop right there. Now, those of you in the sanctuary and those of you that's watching the live stream, I don't know what your circumstances are. I don't know what you're dealing with right now, but I want you to say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. That's the word of God, folks. That's the kind of stuff that'll build your faith, no matter what you're dealing with at the present time. Hallelujah. Wherever you are right now is temporary. I say if you're on the bottom and you know God, it's a temporary thing, you're moving up. And if you're already on top and you know God, you're going higher. The people that know their God shall do exploits. Glory to God. Now it's shouting time. Oh. Yes, sir. Oh, dear God, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. And you know how all this happened? By faith. Lord, I believe. Remember Jesus in his earthly ministry many times would ask the person, do you believe? Do you believe? Or be it done unto you according to your faith. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And I could go on and on and on. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God, bless God. I better let you get out of here and go home in just a few minutes. Amen. Don't leave, though, till I officially dismiss you.